You are now standing in the place where the Porta Capena used to rise, one of the ancient gates of Rome, in the oldest ring of walls encircling Rome called the Servian Walls, because they were built in the 6th century BC by King Servius Tullius. Most of the sections of wall still in place today, however, date back to a reconstruction in the 4th century BC. The gate, once located opposite the curved end of the great Circus Maximus, was the starting point of both the Via Appia Antica and the Via Latina, which shared an initial common stretch and then separated at the present-day Piazzale Numa Pompilio, shortly after the Baths of Caracalla. The ruins visible here today, although often called Porta Capena, are not those of the actual gateway, but the remains of a tower in the walls. Excavations carried out in this area in 1867, in fact, unearthed 2-foot block walls and a section of paved road at a depth of 6 meters, probably the remains of the gate and of the original Via Appia. According to the ancient sources, the Via Appia, or Appian Way, was built by Claudius Appius, called Caecus the Blind, who served as censor in 312 BC, who ordered the construction of the first section of the road from Rome to the city of Capua in Campania as part of a project to link the capital city with first the southern areas of Italy and then the east via the port city of Brindisi. When the Emperor Aurelian had a new ring of walls built to protect Rome in the 3rd century AD, the entire initial stretch, almost 1 mile long, of the Via Appia, between the gates of Porta Capena and Porta San Sebastiano, was enclosed inside the city. The present-day Via delle Terme di Caracalla follows the ancient route until Piazzale Numa Pompilio, from where Via di Porta San Sebastiano follows the original route of the Appian Way, while Via di Porta Latina, on the left, the route of the ancient Via Latina. After the construction of the new walls, Porta Capena was replaced by Porta San Sebastiano as the new entrance gate into the city. The origin of the gate's name is obscure. There is no connection with the name Capua, the road's first destination, because it was already called this way even before the construction of the road, the most likely interpretation being that it comes from the Etruscan, thus confirming its great antiquity, being mentioned for the first time in connection with events dating back to 484 BC. Porta Capena is associated with a great deal of events and stories. Titus Livius recounts that the gate was used as a secret tryst by two lovers, Numa Pompilius, successor of Romulus to the throne of Rome, and the nymph Egeria, who taught him all about the sacred rites to be celebrated in honour of the gods, and which eventually became the liturgy of the Roman religion. Nearby there was also the tomb of Horatia, a sister of the Horatii, who had fought for Rome in the legendary battle of the Horatii and Curiatii. Today the area is part of the so-called Passeggiata Archaeologica, an archaeological path through the ruins of ancient Rome, conceived after Rome became the capital of the new Italian state in 1870, and is located near the Fau Building, erected in the fascist period as the Colonial Ministry, in front of which one of the obelisks of Axum was placed in 1937. The obelisk was returned to Ethiopia in 2002.